السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. رسالة الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. As expected, we all knew, and it was very, very clear, that Labour were going to win a landslide majority victory in this election. Everybody knew this. It was very, very clear, way before the election, and people have been sick and tired of the Tory government not being able to serve, not being able to fulfill any of their pledges or promises, having such an unstable government which this country hasn't seen in the last so many years. So that was something that was very, very clear. Despite that, Muslim communities over the last few weeks have managed to unite, get together, and put forward certain independent candidates. And the way it's happened is, if you look at what's happened, with minimal resources, less time, minimal manpower, and something which, if you look at the Reform Party, plenty of funding, plenty of money, plenty of media power. They even have a Muslim person representing them, right? You must have seen the speech done by Yusuf, whatever his name is, one of the greatest campaign donors of the Reform. They've got a Muslim face now, may even become the leader of the Reform Party. Despite all of this, Muslims up and down the country have tried to do whatever they can and put forward certain independent candidates who until yesterday didn't exist, and for them to garner this number of votes and to achieve this, I'm speaking about the achievement in terms of Muslims coming together. What impact it will have, is it going to have an impact? Only Allah knows. That's a story for tomorrow. We're not speaking about that. I'm speaking about you people. I'm speaking about community engagement. I'm speaking about when Muslims come together to make a difference. And also, this was all done on the back of one thing, and that was the love Muslims have for Palestine, for Gaza, for Masjid al-Aqsa and this Ummah. Nothing else. People have tried previously as well to campaign and get Muslims together on many different issues, but it hasn't happened. Not like this, where you've got a stronghold of Labour for 14, 15, 16, 20, 30 years in certain areas. And for them to either lose their seat completely, totally, altogether, or then to have a reduction in their votes significantly, this is something unprecedented. This is something unprecedented. So we have the Blackburn constituency, which is won by Adnan Hussein, and we have Dewsbury and Batley, where we have Iqbal Muhammad, Birmingham Perry Bar, of course, here, Ayub Khan, and Leicester Shaukat Adam. These were the independents who actually gained majority votes in their areas, despite there being a very strong hold for many, many years. And despite this, along with this, it sends a very strong message. And the strong message is, do not take the Muslims and their contributions lightly. Many individuals thought, many in organizations thought, that it's not going to matter. We don't really care about the Muslim vote, or Muslim participation, or Muslim involvement, or Muslim engagement. But look, brothers and sisters listening as well, we understand that we living in these communities, community engagement, giving something back, our life is not just for us. I'm not just speaking about on a political level, because now a lot of fingers are going to be pointed, and people will want to see, what are the politicians doing now? Let's see what they're going to do. My question is, what are you going to do? Why put all the blame on them? Change, this is just a tool to effect change. This is a tool to effect change. And us to engage with this system, it's a means. It's a suburb. We are in this world. We've ended up in this country. This is the system that's there. We know it's not Islamic. Nobody's saying it's Islamic. But it's a tool to effect change, to bring about some goodness for our locality, to bring about some goodness in other areas, to to have an effect on certain policies. And even if we can't have a massive effect, at least we can show that we are unhappy with certain individuals who don't stand and support causes that impact and affect us and at the core of what we believe. And they know now that in future, if anybody wants to say something, they will take this into consideration, that Muslims are impactful people. And if this is the impact that we've been able to have now, further on, going further, if this continues to mobilize, they know that it will have an impact. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Some of you voted. Some of you didn't vote. Regardless, whether you voted or you didn't. This is a tool. This is a means to try and effect change locally, regionally, and globally. However, what I want to speak about today, as a follow-on from this, is the Muslim mindset. The Muslim mindset. What should be our mindset as Muslims? Yes, we engage in this as a tool, a system to affect change. And that is all it is. Nothing more, nothing less. But ultimate trust, ultimate reliance, ultimate conviction should only be in who? Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the Muslim mindset. Yes, we engage with the tools. We try and affect change. But Muslim mindset must be, as we come out from this post-election era now, and there's going to be a lot of discussion, it is imperative that I, first of all, remind myself and we remind each other constantly about the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if Allah is with you, it doesn't matter which party you're on, you're going to be victorious. If Allah is not with you, then you are a loser. This is the Muslim mindset. Our ultimate trust, our ultimate reliance should only be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Open the Quran. And this is what you find page after page, surah after surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see in every Muslim, regardless of which situation you're in, and even if you're in the most bleak situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to have total reliance in Him. This is now a time for us to check ourselves. This is now a time to monitor ourselves. We've just come out of the election period now. Post-election period. Let's monitor ourselves. Where do I fare in this scale? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Say Allah is the King of all kings. Allah is the leader of all leaders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the authority above all authorities. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives authority, kingdom, rule to whoever He wants. And Allah snatches it from whoever He wants. No matter what you say, no matter what you do. Ultimately, the giver of power, respect, dignity is who? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are just a means. We try, we campaign, we make an effort. But at the end of the day, ultimately, the Muslim mindset is this. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor, respect, dignity to whoever He wants. And Allah takes away and Allah degrades. Allah humiliates whoever He wants. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Do I believe in this? Am I convinced in this? Is my level of conviction on this level? Where إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. I believe that Allah has the power and the capability to do anything. A lot of us will be worried now. What is going to happen? What is going to happen under Keir Starmer? What changes will come into place? What's going to happen as us being Muslims in this country? How is our future, the future of our children, are things going to change? Remember, إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Power belongs to who? I can't hear you. Power belongs to who? Authority belongs to who? The dominion belongs to who? The control of the universe belongs to whom? Allah says in the Quran, say, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Any affliction that comes our way, it's only come, why? Because Allah wanted it to come. There was no way to avert it. There was no way to avert it. Allah wanted it to happen, it happened. The final say belongs to Allah. The rule belongs to Allah. Control belongs to Allah. We must have total reliance in Allah. Allah says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Only in Allah should the believers place their trust. Allah says in the Quran, who is Allah? Who is Allah? How does Allah work? We've recognized everybody. We've recognized everyone's manifesto. If we haven't recognized, who is Allah. Allah is telling us in the Quran, Inna rabbakumu Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal ard fi sittati ayyam. Your Allah is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Thumma istawa 'ala al-arsh. Then he'd made istiwa on the arsh. Yughshi al-layla an-nahar yatlubuhu hatheetha wash-shamsa wal-qamar wan-nujum musakhkharatin bi-amri. Allah speaks about the heavens. He speaks about the earth. He speaks about these massive entities that you are seeing with your eyes, the sun and the moon and the stars. Allah says, all of this is in the control. Musakharatin bi amri. This is all subservient to Allah. The Allah who controls the sun, the Allah that controls the moon, the Allah that controls the rain. Can he not control your life? Do you not believe he can control the system? Do you not believe that Allah can make an effect change? You have so much trust and reliance on people, on entities, on organizations. Where is your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. Allah says, the universe belongs to Allah. So the rules belong to Him as well. Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. The khalq, the entire universe belongs to Him. So who makes the rules? Who makes the rules? Can we object to any rule of Allah? If it belongs to Him, if your child is building out of Lego, he decides to make a rocket, right? And then he thinks, I want to break it. I want to make a house now. That's up to him. You bought it for him. It's his now. That was his gift. It was his Eid gift. He can build, he can break. He can build, he can break. He can build, he can break. Build and he can break as many times as possible. No one's going to, oh, why did you break it? No, it's mine. I can do it. Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. Allah says, listen very carefully. You know, if we understood this ayah, I could have come here today and just recited Ala lahul khalqu wal amr wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. This is sufficient. This is sufficient. It's not even a full ayah. Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. Allah give us the understanding. Ala lahul khalqu wal Allah is saying, open your ears, listen very carefully. To Him belongs the universe. So He makes the rules. Full stop. This is the Muslim mind. Do we have the Muslim mindset? This is ABC in our religion. ABC. We like to get all technical. This is ABC. Having trust in Allah, confidence in Allah, reliance in Allah, intense love for Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The people who believe, they are intense in their love for. How can you love someone you don't even know? How can we love someone we don't know? If you don't know somebody, you don't love them. When do you start loving someone? When you start knowing more about them? Read the Quran. Open the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces Himself. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ Allah says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ Allah says, how can you disbelieve in Allah? How can you not trust and rely on Allah? You are nothing. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا Hasn't a time passed on the human being? You weren't even something worthy of mention. You are nothing. Allah gave you existence from nothing. He gave you life. Everything that you have now belongs to only Allah. Everything is Allah's. Then He's going to give you death. And then He's going to revive you. And you're going to return back to Him. Allah says in another ayah of the Quran, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ Allah has the keys to every treasure. Allah has the key to every treasure. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The treasures of the heavens and the earth belong only to Allah. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ Not just of the seen, even of the unseen. لا يعلمها إلا هو. Nobody knows except Him. ويعلم ما في البر والبحر. Allah knows what's happening in the oceans. Allah knows what's happening in the land. You know the way people talk nowadays? with all these theories, this is going to happen and that's going to happen and this party is going to do this and we're going to do this and we're going to make this change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognize me first before you recognize anybody else. Allah is saying, يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Everything that happens on the earth is in the knowledge of Allah. Everything that happens in the oceans is in the knowledge of Allah. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Allah says, not a single leaf falls from the tree, except that it's in the knowledge of Allah. Allah knows every leaf, every grain of sand. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَتْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. No great thing, no small thing, nothing in the darkness, nothing in the light, nothing dry, nothing wet. Everything has been written by Allah. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Blessed is that Allah who controls. To Him belongs the kingdom and the dominion. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, for Him is the kingdom of the earth and of the heavens and everything that's in there. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. Tell the people, Allah is saying, tell the people, dominion, control, power, might belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Allah says, do these people not know that the heavens and the earth, they used to be one entity? They were connected and joined together. Allah says, we split them apart. Imagine how great Allah is. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah says, we created every living organism from water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Don't you believe in Allah? Don't you trust in Allah? Don't you rely in Allah? And Allah, He says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When Allah wants something to happen, He doesn't need an army. He doesn't need a party. He doesn't need any supporters. He doesn't need anyone to campaign or canvass for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kun, be, and it is. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an an yaqul lahu kun fayakun. Now Allah knows you and me. Allah knows that many a times we fall into this trap of placing our reliance on the creation of Allah in totality instead of on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, these are tools. We can use them. We can engage with them. We should engage with them. However, our total reliance and conviction should only be in Allah. And if I place my reliance on the people, on the things of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws an example for me and you. He says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتًا وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those people who place their reliance on the creation of Allah, who have allies, they don't befriend Allah, they don't work on strengthening their relationship with Allah, but just with the people, with the things of this world, with the organizations of this world. Allah says, your example is like trying to be protected by the spider's web. لَبَيْتَ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. Allah says in the Quran, the weakest protection in this world in terms of a house is a spider's web. Can you be protected by a spider's web? Not only does Allah want you to recognize His greatness, He also wants you to recognize that the entities of this world are very weak. They're very, very weak. And without Allah, they are powerless. They are powerless. لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. Allah says, لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he seats Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu behind him. He's a young child. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses him and he says, يَا غُلَامُ إِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتِ. Young lad, I'm going to teach you some things. Remember them, learn them very well. What does he say to him? احفظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. Preserve Allah, meaning preserve the laws of Allah, the deen of Allah, the Islam of Allah. Allah will look after you. احفظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you seek help and ask, only ask Allah. And then he says, وَعَلَمْ أن الأمة لو اجتمعت أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا ما قد كتبه الله لك. If the whole world gets together and tries to give you any benefit, any power, any support, he says they will not be able to benefit you except how much Allah wants. And if the whole world gets together against you to try and destroy you, to try and harm you, to try and degrade you, and if Allah does not want you to be harmed, they will not be able to harm you. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in conclusion, I mention that as an ummah, we are not individuals who just live for ourselves. What is life where you just fulfill your own needs and your desires? This is not life. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. Our existence in this world is for the benefit of mankind, to serve humanity, to make a difference to our communities. Yes, there's going to be a lot of eyes on our political leaders now. Let's see what they're going to do. Let's see what changes they will bring. My question is, what are you going to do? What difference are you going to bring for your community? Are we going to put all the responsibility onto them? Aren't we responsible? Haven't we been elected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hasn't Allah sent you and me into this world to effect change? Or is my job just to eat, sleep, drink, and then start the next day? So we've got an opportunity. Allah has given you this beautiful community. Get involved. There are so many projects. There are so many activities. So many opportunities for you and I to become and be an active member of the community. Engage with the community. Make a change. Make a difference. Let yourself be heard. Everybody, Allah has given you different skills and different talents. Rather than being an armchair critic and pointing fingers at politicians, what they do, what they don't do, get involved yourself. Make a change and effect change in the community that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. And finally, I end with this. And I think it's imperative that as Muslims, as part of the Muslim mindset, we must always have husnul dhanni billah. Husnul dhanni billah. Have optimism. Be positive. And always think good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Expect good from Allah, because Allah will meet your expectation. This is the hadith. Expect good from Allah because Allah will meet your expectation. There was a Bedouin on his deathbed and the doctor came to him and he said to him, do you know what? You're going to die. There's nothing I can do to save you now. You're about to die. So the Bedouin said, doctor, so then where will I go? He says, well, you'll go to Allah. So he says, I'm going to go to Allah, right? So the Bedouin responded by saying that I've been so far from Allah all my life in this world, but everything good I have enjoyed in this life has come from Allah. Imagine how much good I'm going to get when I go to Him. Imagine how much good I'm going to... This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa... None of you should die. None of you should die except you have husnul dhan in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another example. Somebody came to one of the Salafus Salihin and asked him a question. Do you know anybody who's mustajabud da'wat? Do you know anybody who they make dua and that dua is always accepted? You know, we're always looking for such people, aren't we? It's known. Oh, so-and-so person, go to him, go and make dua. His duas are accepted. He said, do you know anybody who is mustajabud da'wat? He says, I know who is the mujibud da'wat. I know the one who accepts duas. Isn't that better? Rather than you knowing someone whose duas are accepted, he says, I know the one who accepts the duas. Go straight to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will effect change. Connect yourself to Allah. Have confidence in the deen of Allah. Have reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a man who asked Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, O Ibn Abbas, who is going to judge us on the day of judgment? And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, is it going to be the angels or is it going to be Allah? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, it's going to be Allah. The man said, Najawna wa Rabbil Ka'bah. He says, if it's Allah, then I'm not worried. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arhamur rahimim. There was a son who was on his deathbed. His mother was sat there next to him crying. And he says, mother, why are you crying? So the mother says, well, you're leaving the world and I'm sad. The son says, don't worry, we'll meet in the hereafter. And he asks his mother, oh mother, if on the day of judgment, Allah asks you to make my judgment, whether I go to hellfire or I go to paradise, which one will you choose for me? If Allah gave you the judgment. And the mother said, of course, son, I would not want to see you in the hellfire. My judgment in your regards would be to go to Jannah. The son, as he is passing away, he says, then I'm not worried at all, because I'm going to a being who's much more merciful than the mother. If this is your rahmah, if this is your mercy, then I'm going to a being who is much more merciful than you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he spoke about qiyamah, you know, the ulama, they say, وَخَشَعَتِ الرَّحْمَانِ وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ. The ulama, they mention, this is a maqam in the Quran of power, of dignity, of authority. Allah is speaking about Yawmul Qiyamah. That day is going to be terrifying. And over here, Allah says, the voices will be lowered, not for the powerful one, not for the almighty one, not for the grand one, not for the overpowering one. Allah says, وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ. Even here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the voice will be lowered for who? For Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we start our salah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What do we say after this? Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Have the optimism, have the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never let anyone put you off Allah. Because a lot of times we can come to a stage where we think, what's going on? How far is this going to go? How much evil is there in the world? Why is Allah? No. Always know, Allah always has your best interest at heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does for you what is the best. Rely on Him. Place your trust in Him. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If you can stand up in our places and fill in the gaps, we've got people waiting outside to try and come inside. Jazakumullahu khairan. Stand up where you are, please. Jazakumullahu khairan. Keep moving forward until all the gaps have been filled.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله هيا على الصلاة الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
just a reminder, as usual, inshallah, the Great Fajr campaign will be taking place this Sunday. Fajr Salah will be at 4:15 a.m. An appeal to everybody to please make an effort to attend. And an effort to attend is, first of all, starts by us at least making an intention now here in the house of Allah. Secondly, you'd need to set your alarms accordingly and try and get other people to come as well. Inshallah, people are asking, what can we do for this cause? The genocide continues in Gaza. You know, all of this was a distraction to take you away from what's happening. It hasn't stopped, it still continues. And therefore, our efforts must continue as well. Whatever we can do locally here, within our capacity. This is an effort that's taking place every single week, at least to keep us concerned, to keep us aware. And for us to be able to do something on a personal level, on a spiritual level, on a social level. So please do make an effort to attend, inshallah. Fajr Salah is at 4:15 on Sunday. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu Akbar, Allah.
إن الحمد لله سبحانه وتعالى هو الله الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم له الحمد في الأولى والآخرة وله الحكم وله الحكم وإليه ترجعون نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد أحبتي في الله لقد مررنا بفترة مهمة من الانتخابات البعض منا شارك بالتصويت بعض مرشحين المستقلين فازوا وبعض الآخر لم يفز من المهم أن نتذكر أن المشاركة في النظام السياسي هي وسيلة وأداة ولكن اعتبادنا وثقتنا النهائية يجب أن تكون في الله القوي العزيز فلنبدأ بالتأمل في الآيات القرآنية التي تؤكد على قوة الله وسلطانه وتحكمه أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير وقال تعالى قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على الأرش يغشي الليل والنهار يغشي الليل والنهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين وقال تعالى كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أموات فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون وقال تعالى وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلم الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين وقال تعالى تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير وقال الله تعالى لله ملك السماوات والأرض وما فيهن وهو على كل شيء قدير وقال قل إن الأمر كله لله وقال أولم يرى الذين كفروا أن السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا ففتقناهما وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي أفلا يؤمنون وقال تعالى تعالى إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون وقال تعالى مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا وإن أوهين البيوت لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون هذه الآية تصور بوضوح أن الاعتماد على أي شيء غير الله يشبه الاعتماد على شبكة العنكبوت التي هي هشة ولا يمكن أن توفر الأمان الحقيقي أو الدعم يجب أن يكون الاعتماد الحقيقي على الله وحده الذي هو الحامي والمساند الوحيد. أكد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على أهمية الاعتماد على الله، قال: لو أنكم توكلتم على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا. رواه الترمذي. هذا الحديث يبرز أن الاعتماد الحقيقي على الله يجلب بالرزق والنجاح كما يرزق الله الطيور. جهودنا ضرورية لكن النتائج بيد الله سبحانه وتعالى. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال: كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال: يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات، احفظ الله يحفظك، احفظ الله تجده تجاهك، إذا سألت فاسأل الله، وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله، واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك، وإن اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. هذا الحديث يبرز أهمية حفظ الله والحفاظ على واجبنا تجاهه ووضع ثقتنا فيه، ويطمئننا أن حماية الله ودعمه مع من يتقونه. أيها الإخوة والأخوات، بينما من المهم المشاركة في العملية السياسية، يجب ألا ننظر السياسيين للتفاعل مع مجتمعاتنا. الحياة ليست مجرد قيام بأمور الخاصة، بل هي إعطاء وخدمة الآخرين. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. وأخيرا من المهم أن نحسن الظن بالله. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: أنا عند ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه إذا ذكرني، فإذا ذكرني في نفسي ذكرته في نفسي، وإن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ خير منه. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنجي المستضعفين من المؤمنين، اللهم أنجي المستضعفين من المؤمنين، اللهم أغث إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة، اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا، اللهم آتهم فتحا قريبا، اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا، اللهم كن لهم سندا وظهيرا، اللهم انصرهم يا الله، اللهم انصرهم يا الله، اللهم انصرهم يا الله. اللهم عليك بأعدائهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك، اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم، اللهم امحو آثارهم واخطأ دابرهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من كيد الغاصبين، اللهم أعيد المسجد الأقصى إلى رحاب المسلمين، واستعملنا في تحريره يا رب العالمين، وارزقنا فيه صلاة وهو حر عزيز برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Straighten the row, stand shoulder to shoulder, keep the heels on the line.
قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيى قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. There's a few requests for dua. First of all, dua of maghfira is requested for marhum Imtiaz Faki of Darus Salam, who passed away yesterday. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. Make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him maghfira. And dua of shifa is requested for Ayub Khan Patan, who's ill in hospital. Also, Brother Ali's mother-in-law in Bangladesh, who's suffering from cancer. And Zubaida Gome, who's in hospital in Mumbai. Make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them all afiya and shifa. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة ولا تجعله حفرة من حفر النيران اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضاء بالقدر اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرضانا واشف مرض المسلمين اللهم أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين